Okay, welcome back to the second part of MJ13. Now,
so there you see.
Would you mind to describe a little, tell our audience who is Dr. Carol Rosen?
Okay, at the time, Dr. Carol Rosen was a teacher, but she was became Met Wernher von Braun, the Nazi chief scientist who brought rocketry, the father of rocketry, who helped build NASA and the whole space program, who knew all the inside things going on, who became very concerned, as I said at the beginning, before the break. In the testimony, Dr. Carol Rosen was at the Disclosure Project, where 400 military witnesses all came forward to give true testimony, extra-political testimony, about the ET presence, about the secret government, about how advanced they are, and exactly what is happening in terms of the direction of this planet. Wernher von Braun told her that there's a great lie being told. They are spending, looking for excuses to spend trillions and trillions of dollars to weaponize space. And what they were claiming, as she said, first weaponize space to protect against the Russians, okay? Then they would weaponize space to protect against the terrorists. And we've seen this going on. We've seen this going on. We've been watching this play out. And then she said they would then lie and talk about asteroids going to hit us. And then she said the final card will be the threat of an extraterrestrial invasion, the threat of negative bad aliens coming to attack this planet. And that's why they have to put all these weapons into space. Of course, the military-industrial complex gets money from Congress, puts the weapons into space, and they become rich. The elites become rich. So, now that we've really discussed the aspects, the testimony from John Kettler, Duff, we can now see that the quality and the content of their material is extremely, extremely poor. I mean, first of all, just imagine the Chinese Navy. I mean, come on. Just imagine the Chinese Navy to join forces to fight aliens. I mean, if the aliens are 50 years ahead of you, they will not be using ships. If they were 100 years ahead of you, they'll not be using anything you can imagine. And if they were 200, 300, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, they would not be doing anything like you imagine.
Okay, before they launched this article, few months before they launched this article of Gordondorff, there was a movie, it's named Battleship. You remember the movie, it's named Battleship, the whole bunch of Navy having a fight with the alien. And it was so similar to the article. And personally, I don't know about you, but personally, my wife is very happy about this movie because it's very entertaining. But to me, this is extremely silly. This is a very silly movie. And when I know we're going to discuss this subject here, and I give you a call a few days ago, and you said they were pretty stupid. I mean, the article is extremely stupid and poor. You said the alien can shut down our mind, shut down our brain.
Absolutely. Just during an alien abduction, when the alien comes into your room and you're lying there, you can be frozen. You can see what's going on. If they want, they can stop you seeing what's going on. They can take your memory away. You know? So can you imagine going into the Arctic in steel boats fighting against extraterrestrials? Even if you had extraterrestrials on your side fighting other extraterrestrials, the war would ascend to ET to ET. It wouldn't be down on this planet because we're like ants. We're useless against, or our technology is useless. There's no point using a human to fight an alien. There's no point. But again, we look at the testimony, these blobs. I mean, can you imagine blobs? Talking about blobs with this incredible intelligence that are here living under the sea, and they're negative. And then you talk about all their, Duff and Kettler talking about these sources, unnamed sources. They can't give you names. Well, the bullshit meter, as Dr. Salas says, goes up. you know, you get somebody trying to tell you something, give you evidence, something serious, and I can't give you the name. You know, this is a lot of nonsense. Then Dr. Sala also talks about Dan Sherman. I mean, the Dan Sherman case, who was brought into a secret project where they were monitoring and communicating with aliens and sort of understanding what the aliens were doing during abductions. And it was nothing to do with taking people off planet, killing them and eating them. So this seems a very extreme fear-based disclosure, a fear-based disclosure. This is exactly what Carol Rosen's talking about and Dr. Werner von Braun is talking about. This influence of humanity through fear. You know, weaponization of space because this, because that. Fear.
So are you trying to say after we combine all these pictures or this puzzle and we will have a clear, better pictures and that can tell us this, what we call an aliens war, the UFO war, is not real?
I'm saying to you that there's no way in the world that Duff and Kettler are telling you the truth. Now, equally, remember, they are operatives. They themselves could have been given...
Explain what is operative.
Okay, these are people who are associated with the military, with secret agencies, etc., etc. They are given instructions. CIA, for example, they are given briefed information. They are given information to read, to study, and then given a project to do. Well, if the forces above want Kettler and Duff to go out and do something, all they have to do is make up the information. It's like when you send your army to war. You tell them how bad the Iraqis are. You tell them that Iraqis, you know, kill children, Iraqis do this, or Iranians do that. And then you hate them, and then you go out to war, and it's easy for you to fight. That's how the army works. They make up all the nonsense about the enemy. It's the same thing. Part of this lie that Carol Rosen was talking about, Werner von Braun's disclosures, is that they are planning at some point to have a false flag invasion. They are planning to make us think that the aliens are going to attack us, and they'll get more money from Congress to put more systems into space, weaponize space, and make more money. This smells of that. Kettler and Duff are operatives. They are being managed. They are being controlled. They are being run. They have been told to put out this information, which, whether they believe or not, is irrelevant. They are part of this process, this last card. And this is what we're seeing.
So that is why when Gordon Dorff having an interview with the other station in the States, and that program is named Ground Zero, as I remember, that he actually mentioned that he was being put into the MJ-12 reading room. Remember, I give you a call and ask you, what is the MJ-12 reading room? And you mentioned to me that because they were being told say such a thing. The reason is because they were being used to spread the false information. And that's why they put him into the MJ-12 reading room. It seems like feeding him some information, but that those information could be a false one.
The false information. It's the same with Hollywood. Hollywood disclosures. Hollywood is also, you know, the CIA has tremendous influence in Hollywood. If you make a film and, you know, if the film suits the agenda of the CIA, they will fund your film. If you make a film that, you know, the Americans get killed because the Americans are useless, the Americans are bad, they won't fund your film. But if they see you're doing a film about extraterrestrials, like, for example, what was the one when the...
Yeah, you're talking about the movie with the big mothership.
There was a few films that came out where the aliens were there and they blew up the White House. And
yeah, that is called ID4, the Independence Day.
Independence Day, for example. Now, there is a good example of how you feed the human population about the potentials of aliens flying around in saucers, not looking like a blob, but looking like a jellyfish. And it sticks in the human mind. The human mind is very, very susceptible to this kind of nonsense. And they know it. And they program the operatives to go out there. They program people to go out and scare you and tell you there's wars in Antarctica. And, you know, the stories are so stupid because the people are so stupid. This is a very sad fact. That's why we kill each other. And they are using our weakness, our human weakness, to turn one against the other. So our worldview, I always talk to you about our worldview. You can see it from Hollywood. You can see it from Werner von Braun, from the Disclosure Project. You can see from Duff. You can see all these aspects put out into the field for people to read and get scared. They use fear to influence you, to sell you something. They use fear. They want to sell you. They want to take control of the money. They create a war. They tell you there's terrorists. Anybody that they want to label as a terrorist, they can label as a terrorist. Even a freedom fighter, even a good person, if they don't like him, they can label him as a terrorist. For example, I mean, Gary McKinnon. They made him out as a very bad, you know, hacker, terrorist, this kind of thing. Breaking into their multi-million dollar system with a 52K modem. Please. He looked in there, he found information on non-terrestrial officers. So, you see, they turn everything against you. They turn everything upside down to further their own agenda, the secret government.
Well, that's easy to do because they control the media.
They control everything. They control everything. So that's why it's very important that we have these kinds of programs where we can give you the exopolitical spin, the inside information why this kind of thing happens. But at the same time, we also tell you that, yes, there are reports, quite notable reports, of flying saucers in the Antarctic, but they may have been German, and they may have been propelled by nuclear engines, not necessarily anti-gravity. That's right. It's very difficult, you know, because people to understand and believe that the actual enemy are mixing with us at times. Yeah. It's very, sounds like conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But this, they you remember we had the UFO lectures in Hong Kong, and on the night it was supposed to open, the university closed the doors, and those lectures stopped. Now, you know, there were operatives in the university in Hong Kong, an operative that actually stopped those lectures without any warning. It happens. It's the same when I brought a particular technology to clean the air in Hong Kong. There was this Guailo guy in there.
Well, you cannot say Guailo in the air.
He was in there, and when I brought this technology to him to help clean the air, he didn't want to know. He made every excuse why you shouldn't have it. So these operatives are everywhere looking after the corporate agenda, the corporate interest, the big companies that make money out of maybe oil. So why have somebody who's going to clean the air? It means don't use oil. You know, they are protecting the current status quo, balance of the world.
Okay, at this moment, I would like to play a little audio record to the audience that some of them may hear that before and some of them may not. I would really like to share this with you now.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war?
Yeah, what you just hear is the speech at the UN by the president, yes, long times ago, at the UN by the president of United States, Ronald Reagan. What do you think about this, Neil?
It's all part of the same agenda. You see, if there was an alien threat, now it was ambiguous, it had two meanings, but we know very well what meaning we'll look at because of our conditioning. Alien is alien, and he's talking about alien, and, you know, if there's a threat, we'll all pull together. So let's all pull together and let's fight the alien. I mean,
yeah, because that is the only way that can group all the people, all the countries together to fight back. We are not talking about a war between the countries and countries. We're talking about a war with the alien. And it seems like it's falling into the trap. Their target, their ultimate target, that all the countries group together in one world, one countries. And that was New World Order.
This is their programming. This is how they program. We are being programmed from so many different areas that are just natural. We program by the banks. Before you remit money now, since 9/11, which they, you know, which was a false flag invasion in itself, the World Trade Center, they said, oh, terrorism, now we have to control the money. All of a sudden, when you want to TT money to another country, you've got to declare what the reason is. If it's too much, they want to know what it is. If you're taking out too much cash, they want to limit you. They want to charge you. They want to keep control on everything. Fear. Fear. Alien invasion is fear. 9/11, the World Trade Center coming down, was fear. And we know it was a false flag because there's plenty architects and engineers, 1,500 of them have got together, who are now saying, let's have an inquiry into this. This building didn't collapse. It was demolished. And then there was building number 7. That also went down. Well, how did that happen? You know, this whole our worldview, our programming, we're beginning to think all this is normal, but the whole time they are shifting us and shifting us and shifting us into a direction that they want.
Well, I believe our audience have a very clear pictures what exactly is false flag invasion at this moment, and I believe people know what is the whole agenda is. But from your opinions, I also want to ask, from your opinions, what do you think the next step they're going to do? Because we all know that United States have the Black Triangle craft, which is called TR-3B. And it looks pretty close to some of the triangle-shaped craft, triangle-shaped UFOs flying in the sky. What exactly you think they are going to do? They're going to use that TR-3B to play UFO and, you know, blow up some of the buildings and claim that it's alien attack?
Well, I think that many of their steps have already been stopped by friendly extraterrestrials, the Adamski type.
Already been stopped.
Already been stopped. You can see these human-looking ETs that we know of have already stopped missiles from being launched. They've shown and demonstrated to the Russians, to the Chinese, and to the Americans that they can switch on and switch off your nuclear missile launching ability. They have shown they can do this. So really, it's almost impossible for them to create a dirty bomb or a nuclear bomb to go off and to help them further their agenda. These ETs are not going to allow it. So, you know, I think what the ETs are trying to ensure that happens is that there are enough of us who are allowing our consciousness to rise above the nonsense and the programming that is put out by these covert groups. This is what the human-looking ETs want, the Adamski ETs. They want us to wake up. And if we are waking up, they want us to tell the next guy. And they want us to come onto programs like this and demonstrate to people that we are not going to fall for this nonsense. We're not going to listen to this rubbish of blobs and people with unnamed sources and nonsense about aliens fighting human armies where they can just switch off the lights in 2 seconds, these ETs. This is what's going to happen. So I think what they are trying to do, as quick as they are trying to create this new world order, just as quickly what is happening is people are waking up, they're rebelling. I mean, you can see the people in the States are already petitioning to break up the United States. There are people in the States, you know, who are against the banks, waking up now against the banks. They realize what the banks are doing. There are people waking up in Europe, realizing these austerity measures, how we got into these situations with debt, because of the elites and the bankers and the politicians. They're realizing the corruption. When the human beings of this planet wake up and understand that the politicians and the corporations are corrupt, it will be impossible to push us into a new world order. What you also have to know is that the children of these operatives are waking up too. And the operatives themselves develop some kind of conscience for what they're doing because they have children and they have grandchildren. People at all levels are waking up. You know, this is just a fact. We're also seeing these cataclysms, these 2012 quakes and floods and hurricanes. These are all serving in some way to pull groups of humans together, to come together to defeat all the problems around us. It's just a taste of what's to come. And it's really having a spin-off effect on the human mind that unless we work together, we cannot overcome anything. We cannot survive. You know, don't think that when there's a cataclysm, you can put all the food in your cupboard and you can go to your cupboard and survive while everybody else doesn't. No. You need the next guy as much as you need the food you've hidden away. You need the expertise, the engineering, the medical help. You need the security. And it's the exact same story when it comes to dealing with these operatives. We need each other. And we're waking up together and we're fighting back. And the children of those operatives are asking their parents and their grandparents, what were you doing? What is your job? Why is it so secret? People like Dr. Edgar Mitchell are coming out and telling you the reality that we're not alone. But he's not saying we're not alone and they're dangerous. He's saying we should look at the physics of these people because it can help mankind. It can liberate free energy. Because once we get rid of this artificial shortages that are created on this planet, scarcity, we will have what's called abundance. We'll have an oversupply of stuff. When we have an oversupply of water, an oversupply of everything, we won't fight each other. When we have free energy, we don't need to worry about these corrupt people. And this is the direction, in my opinion, we will go first before we go into any new world order. I think we will develop into a new world of our own, then a new world order of theirs, because theirs doesn't work. In fact, their system is defeating themselves. Definitely. Bilderberg is now exposed. Daniel Estulin's book, talking about what Bilderberg, people can see it's the elites controlling the world, these corporations, these politicians, these bankers, they're all tied in together. It's dissolving, the secrecy is dissolving. This elitism is becoming transparent. So we know who these operatives are in Bilderberg. We know all the names. You just have to go on the internet, put Bilderberg in the internet, and you'll see a big map. It's all there. How far can these people run? They can't run. They got nowhere to hide.
Only that our audience must believe there is a group called Bilderberg, and they exist. But personally, I definitely believe the process of disclosure is keep on going.
We are part of the 2012 Enlightenment. We are part of the 2012 Awakening. We are part of the 2012 understanding that when I hurt you, I hurt myself. This is the key point.
I mean, how can people imagine that we are witnessing the history, and the people you're listening to this program right now, and you and I, we were in the same group, and we will see the whole history is changing. That is unbelievable. Okay, we are coming to the end of the show. And once again, thank you for Neil Glue coming to the show tonight and sharing the information with our audience.
Thank you very much, Chukfei. I enjoyed it very much.
And also, I can guarantee Neil will come back to MJ13 during this section again. Also, just to remind you that we will have a phone-in section at this season. Then you guys can listen to the program live, and you guys can call in and ask a question directly to Mr. Neil Glue. Okay, we're coming to land. Thank you, and we'll come back very, very soon.